There are two accounting systems: a cash accounting system and an accrual accounting system. The cash accounting system recognizes expenses and revenues only when a payment is made or received. Consequently, every money inflow is revenue, and every money outflow is an expense. Most businesses apply the accrual accounting system. It allows a business to recognize revenues and expenses when they are incurred, no matter when a payment is received or made. For example, a business buys materials for $7,200 in October 2020 and directly put all of them into the production process. The bill will be paid in January 2021. The business must recognize the cost of the materials as an expense in 2020, no matter that the cash outflow will happen in 2021. In this case, the business makes a material purchase on credit. The sum of $7,200 will appear on the material expenses account and on the accounts payable account. When a business purchases inventory on credit and directly transfers them into goods, the material expense account should be debited, and the accounts payable account should be credited. This credit record expresses an obligation. When the business makes the payment to its vendor, the accounts payable account should be debited. This debit record expresses a decrease in business obligations. A business sells goods for $14,000 in November 2020, and the client will pay in January 2021. The business must recognize the total selling price as revenue in 2020, no matter that the business will receive the money next year. In this case, the business makes a sale on credit. The sum of $14,000 will appear on the sales revenue account and on the accounts receivable account. When the business sells on credit, the accounts receivable should be debited, and the sales revenue account should be credited. This debit record on the accounts receivable account shows that the business expects a cash inflow. When the business receives the payment from its customers, accounts receivable should be credited. This credit record shows that the expected cash inflow is already received.